left, they're the freaking best. Are we left, the best podcast from east to west. Without Matt, Rich, and Nikolai, such a guess, it's all.
Sexy Like a Chocolate Strawberry.
Girl, you sexy like a chocolate what movie? Strawberry.
The Mummy, the first one.
Yep.
No.
Close.
No. Close, though.
Role models.
Super close. Yep, role models.
Oh, yeah, I want
you
super
white,
close.
You white, you Ben Affleck.
Shut up, reindeer games.
I'm not Ben Affleck. I love that movie.
I've only seen parts of it.
But you listen to a podcast about
No, because it's that's like a, I think enough people like that movie, so.
So they didn't make one.
Yeah, because they always it's always like bad movies or movies people don't like or something.
But we've mentioned such good movies, and you've listened to podcasts.
Seitch mentioned Ice Cold before, mm-hmm. and it just reminded me of a thing that happened. We have other stuff for Big City Living, but a few days ago, I had some water, and I was like, "Oh, let me get some ice." So I open the freezer, take out the ice, and Seitch's like, "You should." And I crack it, and it's just water. And he's like, "Yeah,
it was just frozen enough to not spill when he took it out. It had like that nice layer on top." And I was like,
"Yep.
Wait, that's not for." And then
I cracked it,
and it's just everywhere.
I was like, oh.
It's like he pranked you, but like took no effort or thought to do it.
Yeah.
Man, if Chris Tucker, Ashton Kutcher, the same people, came in, told me I got pranked.
No. Those are not the same people.
Wildly different. Different ages, different races, different movies.
Hey, man, I don't see color. I don't see age. I don't see anything. I'm blind.
Oh my God, you're blind.
Chris,
oh
yeah.
My goodness.
I feel like Chris Tucker is way more famous
than
Ashton Kutcher.
Definitely.
I would think so too.
I don't know. Actually, I think Ashton Kutcher is more famous than Chris Tucker. The Rush Hour movies are good, but that's kind of like all he's known for at this point. You're just saying that because we're huge fans of Friday.
That's true. And he was great in Fifth Element.
Oh, we need to watch. Yes, he was. We need to watch Friday. Is Friday 2 any good?
You mean next Friday after next Friday 2?
And the award for the whitest thing said on this podcast goes to Friday 2.
Hey, you got to order them.
I don't think Chris Tucker is he's only in the first one, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
then anymore. They say smoke, he goes to rehab, right? And then he's just never in the movie again.
Yeah.
Cuz it's Friday, next Friday, Friday after next, and then first Sunday, I think are the four, right?
Yeah, I didn't see after next Friday. Like I didn't see the last day.
They have like a Tuesday in April.
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah, fourth Tuesday.
Well, now that Pop died, they definitely can't make another one. I mean, they can. Ice Cube's still around, but it just wouldn't be the same. No.
Ice Cube would be the dad now.
Or yes, he would be. Yeah, he would be. He could have his son, who looks just like him, who's probably the funniest part of that Long Shot movie with Seth Rogen.
I was always iffy about seeing that. I was like, because it's just, I'm like, no, I don't want to watch another rom-com. Where
it's just a rom-com.
Like, yeah. Like,
I'll watch a rom-com.
I mean,
shed some tears.
I just like both of them. Like, Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron is fucking hilarious.
Very funny. I mean, Million Ways to Die in the West. She's probably the funniest part of that movie.
Yeah.
She got some of the best lines. Long Shot was good. It was just a rom-com. It wasn't like...
Yeah, so I was like... Can't do it.
Like The Hangover, funny or anything like that. No. I remember when I put on that movie yesterday, the Beatles movie. And you walked into the room and it was already halfway through. And the ending started, like the third act started, and you're like, I knew this. I knew this shit from the moment I walked in the room, and I don't like it.
They did. The podcast did go over that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
That's good. Good.
By the way, it's called We Hate Movies instead of just the podcast. We Hate Movies, okay, and then... What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, We Hate Movies, and then the one that I used to listen to, How Did This Get Made, but not as much anymore. I don't like it as much.
Was that Red Letter Media?
No, How Did It Get Made? How Did This Get Made is Paul Scheer.
Earwolf.
Yeah.
I like How Did This Get Made a lot, but they've gotten to the point where they don't enjoy doing it as much. You can clearly tell.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's how it is with everything.
That's true.
With every podcast. What's this?
You get to, like, no, I don't know, 367 episodes, you're just done with it.
I feel like you're not being very subliminal right now.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Well, we're only in the high 300s, so it could be a fluke for...
That's your second wind's coming.
I mean, Rogan's up to like 1,400 or something like that. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we got a big studio.
Yeah, how many does he do a week? Like,
I think it's every day or four times a week.
Jesus, yeah. I mean, I guess that's his main thing.
Oh, I mean, yes, it is now, but he's an animal. That dude does the UFC. He's a father of three kids. It's Jesus. Like, he goes hunting. Like, I follow his Instagram, and he eats elk steaks and jalapenos for dinner almost every night.
Ooh, wow.
And
it's because, like,
he hunted the elk himself. It's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
And also crazy.
Yeah, I know. He's like a kill what you
or eat what you kill.
Eat what you kill. Yeah,
it's like what is it called? Riddick. You keep what you kill.
Like the Chronicles.
Yeah,
of
Chronicles
Riddick.
Of Riddick. At the, yeah.
Don't you ever bring that movie up again? Don't you ever bring that movie up?
They haven't done that movie.
How? That's such a bad movie. What was like Pitch Black?
Pitch Black. That's the sequel, I think, right?
I don't know. Whatever one they said, keep what you kill. That one.
I don't know. I'm saying like there was two.
There was a bunch of them.
I hope there was no more than
like
two.
Like 8 Riddicks.
That's too many.
I think we've probably said this before, but I used to be a person who was like super against hunting, but through Rogan's podcast and then a lot of the guys I work with hunt, mm-hmm. and like if you're the type of person who eats and uses what you kill, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm not for like the sport hunt.
Right, if you're just machine gunning animals down, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different. But even like the big game hunters in Africa, a lot of that money goes towards taking care of the other animals.
Yeah, and I think
if it's done.
Yeah, well, sorry, were you going to say it's if it's done like.
No, if it's done right, like it's regulated by a lot of the people who live there. And what they do is they tag animals that are bad, essentially. So if they get like an elephant that has run through a town or
a real dick.
You know, has been disruptive, they'll tag that one, and then they'll let some dentist from Idaho murder it.
Nice.
They tag you like, oh, your day's coming, motherfucker.
I think they do it for old ones, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do.
Grandpa.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, but like the other ones that are like, I don't know.
We should do a RLF hunting episode. We all go hunting.
Oh, God. Yeah. Matt would not agree to that.
Yeah, it would just be us.
Can we go...
drinking beers in the forest.
Yeah, we can go fishing.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I was just going to say fishing as well, because I think that would happen much more likely.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Matt would go fishing.
Yeah,
there's almost no walking involved.
You would literally... The only walking is there, from the car to the boat, and like then you just sit...
The only thing is, if we would have to do a smaller boat. Like, if we did one of those, like, the Boy Scout boats you would go on, where it's, like, 50 people on a boat,
mm-hmm.
we'd have to do, like...
No, I don't want that.
You don't want the 50 people.
Okay, get out of here, little Boy Scout fishing pole.
Well, no, you don't go with Boy
Scouts.
No,
it's a Boy Scout boat, and you have to sneak on dressed like a Boy Scout.
I caught a fish once as a Boy Scout on one of those boats, and they chopped it up, and then we never ate it.
Pretty wasteful.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
Wait, so you just watched somebody, like... They showed you how to like open and gut a fish, but then they didn't cook it.
Clean a fish.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Clean. Oh, yes.
They cleaned it.
How do you know that?
I know shit.
He worked in the fish section.
Yeah, I worked in the fish market.
Oh, you're a fishmonger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've had many a trade in my day.
Well, no, on those boats, they would cut it up, and then they give you, like, they'd put it in a freezer, and then when you left, you'd take that home. Maybe my parents did eat it without me. Maybe I was just a little baby.
That'd be a pretty dick move.
That's fine. I don't care. I was like 8.
Yeah, you probably didn't even like fish.
Yeah.
The last time I went fishing, I went with my dad, and I was probably like maybe 12 or 13. And we rented like this small little boat, and my dad loved fishing. He used to do it all the time when he was younger, but he didn't own a boat. He owned a boat when my parents first got married, but it was too expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, we caught one fish, but it was like half an inch too small. And he was like, I'm not throwing this thing back. I'm not doing it.
He stretched it out a little.
So he put it in our water cooler, like our water jug.
Oh. Because
he knew that they wouldn't.
They'd like, throw it back,
Exactly, because he didn't want to throw it. He put it in the water jug, so we couldn't drink water.
Oh, my God.
But then when we got home, he was like, should we tell your mother it's in there or just let her clean it and like get scared? And I was like, oh, we should totally scare mom. And we came upstairs and mom was not having a good day.
Oh.
Not at all. I don't remember what the circumstances were, but she was far from happy.
Right.
So my dad was like, hey, there's a fish in there. I'm going to take care of it. Don't even worry about it.
We're going to scare you, but... clearly not the day for
just
that.
Just go lay down. Do you need anything? Do you need anything right now?
You want me to cook this fish for you?
I remember he and my grandpa cooked it up, and they said it was great. I wouldn't know. I don't like fish. It made the house smell terrible, but they did eat it.
We got a
love fish.
Now I really want to go fishing.
I've never gone fishing.
Oh, my God. We gotta do it this summer.
Never gone to an aquarium either. I always wanted to do that.
Aquariums are cool.
I went to an aquarium on one of my anniversaries. It was fun.
I was supposed to, and then we broke up.
Aw.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Some of them have penguins. That. In Boston, they have penguins.
They have penguins at the aquarium out here as well.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. It was very cool. They had this little thing where you could walk through a little tunnel, and they got this little pop-up, and it's a bubble. And you just poke your head up, and you're in the penguin.
Oh, that's great! Like,
hangout spot. So you got like penguin balls in your face. It's not literally.
No, it's in my head now.
Yeah, little tiny penguin balls.
Little tiny penguin balls.
Pretty gross.
Oh man.
Matt's. That's not here. He ate some penguin balls.
Yeah, he got sick.
He's sick now.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
He always heard of the Rocky Mountain oysters, and he's like, well, let me try that with penguins.
Yeah, it's seafood. It's the same.
It'll be like the Antarctic mountain oysters. That's where penguins are, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
What are
Rocky Mountain oysters?
They're bull balls.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Are they so like they're out there on the mountain and then you dig them out and inside there's balls in the oyster?
No, just I don't know. I hope not.
You could survive off of them, I guess, if you're trapped in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, but why would there be severed bull testicles buried in the mountain?
I just imagine they were the clam's testicles, the oyster's testicles.
How would they be in the mountains then?
I don't know. It was God's mysterious ways.
In the Rocky Mountains. That's in the middle of the country.
Yeah, man.
Somebody threw them up there.
It's no ocean.
Yeah.
So that's a good arm.
It's like Johnny Appleseed, but with oysters.
That's a good arm.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any movies this week?
I did.
Like usual, I watched a fuck ton.
I watched... two. You can start first because texting. All right.
I'll, I'll start positive first. I watched Ford vs. Ferrari on Father's Day with my old man. We loved it. I thought that movie was so good.
That's
Matt Damon.
What, yeah, Damon.
Yep, Matt Damon and Christian Bale. Matt Damon plays Carroll Shelby. Christian Bale plays, he's the race car driver. And he's a real person, too. I fucking forgot his name. Will something?
Smith?
Miles? Will Miles, I think, maybe? Yeah. Did you say Will Smith?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he plays. Yeah. No, it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. And so did my dad. We don't care about motorsports, really. It's just never been our thing. But it's a great story. Clearly, they spent a lot of money, and it looked really good. And it was, you know, it was funny. It was interesting. I don't want to be, I don't want to give any spoilers, but the ending was surprising for me because I was unaware of the story. So
okay.
It was a good movie.
Awesome.
And then I guess negatively, I'm going to go with, I watched half of Michael Clayton. It's a George Clooney movie from 2007.
I remember the name.
I don't remember now.
The movie is, like, the description for the movie is, it says, like, Michael Clayton is a fixer for a law firm. And I was like, okay, that's... I love Ray Donovan. That seems interesting. No, man. No, it's just a bunch of lawyers doing lawyer talk. Dude, it was so... I was out. I don't think I ever got into the movie, like... When I say halfway, I maybe 20 minutes. It was not for me.
Let's look at these papers not now.
Not halfway at all, but it was so not for me.
Oh, it sounds bad.
So did you, like, when you passed out, would you rewind or you'd wake up and just continue?
I like that you know me well enough to ask that question, but
friendship.
And I'll have you know that I did rewind. I rewound because I had fallen asleep for about 10 minutes.
Oh, it's probably so difficult because you're like, oh shit, where did I leave off?
Yeah. Oh, was it the part where they were talking, or was it the part where they were talking? Or were they introducing more new characters? 25 minutes in, I was still meeting new people.
God.
I was like, oh, God, what the fuck
Why?
Ever?
Just get going with the story.
What does this man fix? Nothing. Nothing. He's just driving around making mistakes. Oh. Anyway. Oh. How about you, Sage?
So the first one was Walk Hard because you... Didn't you talk about it last week? You watched it?
Yep.
Yeah. I saw it was on Netflix. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that.
I saw clips from my room. I saw snippets.
Yeah, great. It's a great
Did
movie.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Make love to me, Dewey. I'm pregnant. Really? Just like that? How do you know?
There's only two people who know karate. Is it that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, Jack White as Elvis was so fucking funny in that movie.
He was a great Elvis.
Oh,
yeah,
watch her out.
And then the other one was, I watched the Queen documentary.
Oh, right.
It's on Netflix. It's about the dude from American Idol, Adam Lambert.
Mm.
It's about him taking over as the front man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's not...
Now, do they still tour? I mean, obviously, when touring is back on, do you think...
I think the... they went on tour. I don't know how recent
it seems.
It was
super recent.
Yeah, it was like 20... I'd say the latest 2017, 18, maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so
cool.
So it's pretty recent.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it wasn't bad.
I've seen a couple of clips from YouTube, and, I mean, Adam Lambert's got, like, an absolute killer voice. His version of Mad World is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I'm surprised they, because they talked about him, like, doing shit on that show, and they didn't bring up the Mad World. I was like, oh, I'm surprised. That was my phone.
Drop that phone.
Super cool.
Yeah, what was that?
That was my phone. Just dropping it, as you do.
Oh.
It's protected.
Have you guys ever seen The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Jay Baruchel and Nicolas Cage?
No.
No. God, no.
No? Okay. Well, yeah, all right. I didn't happen to watch it and fucking love it. It was so good.
Are you kidding me?
It was so shitty. It was so corny, but I fucking loved it.
Oh. All right. Well, so, put it in the recommend pile.
I guess.
Absolutely. Jay Baruchel plays the it, but spoilers, you're not supposed to know that yet. I don't know. Anyway, he's a descendant of Merlin.
Oh.
And Nicolas Cage was one of Merlin's three apprentices. And as you can tell, or not tell, but one of the other three apprentices, who is played by Doc Ock, is now the bad guy, of course. And then the third one was a lady that Nicolas Cage is in love with. And they've got to save the world, because, of course, you got to save the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, sorcerers. Yeah. Man.
Oh. It was so corny, but it was like, you know how when Nicolas Cage's overacting is like a good thing,
yeah.
Like in Kick-Ass? This was like, I was so in for all of that.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I'm like embarrassed by how much I enjoyed this movie.
Oh, God. I feel like I have to watch it now.
It was so dorky. Like, at one point, Jay Baruchel brings his love interest into, like, they, like, go out, they hang out, and he brings her down to see his, like, science experiments, because he's into quantum physics, and he shows her, like, all of these, like, electrical arc vaults, and he realizes that they make sound, so he has it play music for her. It's so cheesy. I really enjoyed this movie.
You heard it here first, everyone. Check it out.
Oh, God. I've got two more for you.
Damn, girl.
I watched Don John, which was...
Jogo Levi.
Yes, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He wrote and directed it, I believe.
Huh.
And he plays, like, this overly aggressive, stereotypical tri-state area guy who just hooks up with women, works out, and works.
Is he addicted to porn or something?
Exactly, but he's totally addicted to porn. So, like, you see him hook up with just gorgeous women. You see him, like, bring home and have sex with, like, an absolutely gorgeous girl, and then she'll be asleep in the bed, and he goes out in the living room and jerks off.
Damn.
And, like, he ends up dating Scarlett Johansson, and she just crushes it. Like, I'm pretty sure she's from Long Island, and she nails the accent.
Hmm.
But yeah, I really like that movie too. Tony Danza is his father.
Ooh.
And Captain Marvel is his sister, and she's got the Silent Bob role, where she only has one line in the whole movie, but she, like, sums up everything in the movie.
Nice.
Damn.
I think I only watched that once.
It's good.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a fun movie. Yeah, it's a fun movie. And what's her name? Redheaded chick from Red Dragon, I think. And the kids are all right. What is her name? I can't think of it right now, but she's in a lot of other things. But she's very good in that as well. The last thing I saw was a real curveball, and I don't think you guys have seen this one either. It's called Man's Best Friend. It was from 1993, and it was starring Ali Sheedy. I watched it because I was talking about St. Elmo's Fire last week, and I saw that this was another movie that she starred in, and I was like, hell yeah, let's watch it. It's a horror film it's a horror film about, there's a scientist, and he's got all these exotic animals, and essentially, he puts what's best in each animal into this one dog, Max, and it's called Max 3000, and this dog is like a super dog. Like, he can climb trees. At one point, he eats a cat whole.
He's
super.
How did this get made? Definitely did this movie.
Did they really?
I am pretty sure, because it's a horror movie, right?
Yeah, it is a horror
movie.
I'm pretty
sure they did, yeah.
Oh, it's spectacular. I genuinely like.
Oh, I
loved
check it.
It
out
it,
now.
I really it was great it. 90s schlock. Like, so you know when you watch an actor and they have to smoke, and you can tell that they're not a smoker. So obviously the case for Ally Sheedy's character, because in the beginning of the movie, she just randomly has a cigarette, and like every once in a while you see her put it to her mouth and blow out the smoke immediately. You can almost see her wince.
Oh, get out.
And towards the end of the movie, at no point does she have a cigarette. I mean, there's a lot of action going on.
Oh,
action
and
quotes.
Cold turkey.
But this dog is a super genius. At one point, he bites the brake line, chews the brake lines of Ally Sheedy's boyfriend because he hates him.
Fuck.
in an attempt to kill him.
What the hell?
He kills a mailman and then buries the body.
Fucking goddamn 2020 bullshit year.
Hello? I'm back.
Oh, all right. God, they didn't get
fucking
you.
Fucking 2020, Nikolai, right?
The Skynet, dude.
Son of a bitch.
This
what was the last thing you guys heard me say?
About this.
Every week.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's super annoying.
Yeah. And you probably got to go back and edit it out, too, right?
Nah, I'll just leave it in there. actually, last week's episode, it's you very faint in the background, like, oh, hey, George. And then me and Sykes just talking about Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, could we, last thing we heard was George.
So we heard George, and then Sykes was like, George of the Jungle, right? And I was like, yeah, Brendan Fraser, I like him. I like the Mummy. And it's just me and him talking.
Oh, that's pretty perfect, actually.
You were saying schlocky movie. Oh, smoking. She winces, and she's not smoking at end, basically.
Yes, yeah. At one point, Max, he chews through the brake lines of her boyfriend's car in an attempt to kill him. What else does he do? He kills a mailman and hides the body.
What?
He knows enough to hide the body.
That's amazing.
But there is a bit of, like, outdated creepiness because there's a doggy date rape scene.
Ooh. Oh.
There's a neighbor dog that Max is attracted to, and the neighbor dog is terrified and does not want anything to do with Max. And when Ally Sheedy goes to work, Max goes over to the neighbor dog's house, and then you see the dog, like, run upstairs, and Max chases her. And then you see the dog run into the bedroom, and Max chases her, and the dog starts, like, crying. And then Max walks into the bedroom and closes the door with his butt. And then it goes to another scene.
God.
You don't actually see anything graphic.
Jeez.
But then you hear like a horrific dog howl.
Oh.
yeah.
Oh, no.
And the movie ends with spoilers, but the last scene is there's some puppies.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
Sequel. Sequel
yep.
bait.
I don't think they did.
So those were all your movies, Nikolai?
Yeah, it was more
Damn.
Than enough.
I gotta step my game up.
Well, no, you watched Club Dread too.
Oh shit! Yeah, Club Dread. I forgot about that.
You fucking love that movie, man. You've watched that so many times.
You forgot he watched it.
I did
it just
forget.
Blends in.
I did forget. Yeah, I didn't put it on the list. I usually just put it on the in the old phone. But
yeah.
That was just a freebie. That was just for Sykes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just for me. Nobody else gets that one. But yeah, no, I do love that movie. Brittany Daniel, though.
That's, she's from,
Joe Dirt,
right?
Joe Dirt-te.
Oh, yeah. Is that his sister? No, that's his true love. No, his sister's a different.
That's his true love.
True love, right.
His sister is, Jamie, Presley.
Yeah, which not really his sister.
But, exactly.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, you're my sister. I'm your sister.
But
did you see Joe Dirt 2?
No, God.
I did not. I kind of wanted.
I don't think anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did.
No,
is
that,
it on Netflix?
No, that wasn't a movie. That was never made.
No, let us know in the comment section if you saw Joe Dirt 2 and if it was any good.
Yeah, let's
see. It won't be good. If you say you liked it, you're a liar. I'm saying that right off the
bat. We won't believe you.
But you can try to convince us.
No, it's got a great story. Great character arc.
Mm.
I really liked it.
Oof.
So, do you guys want to listen to Tommy Gunn sing?
Oh, yeah.
The video was on YouTube.
to have a place called the comment section, where people can type out heartfelt and thoughtful reflections of the videos they just watched. Like you at RLF on Wednesdays, now the gang will read a few. It's really hard to rhyme the word Wednesdays.
Son of a bitch, this stupid thing fucking
tasty Tommy gun.
Oh, you guys are back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were waiting for Tommy to sing.
Oh.
Oh.
So, well, now you have audio of me going, you stupid fucking thing, it cut out again.
I hope that's like right after Tommy Gunn sings. I just wanted that stupid fucking thing.
Our first comment this week comes from Krob1290.
Crap.
Kids are stupid and I hate them. Sige 2020.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krob, and thank you, Sige.
Yeah, hey.
You know, voicing your opinion.
I feel like if you were to ever run for political office, that would probably be your main platform.
I feel like plenty of people would agree with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm great with kids. I just hate them.
You are.
Yeah. I have heard good things that you're good with kids.
I'm big and goofy. That's what it is.
A big goofy man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I want to throw me in the air.
No.
Okay.
I'm not catching you.
All right.
He's just tossing children up about 10 feet.
Hey, they said throw
grab
me.
Grab a branch.
They didn't say, they didn't say catch me.
That's true.
You need to specify what you want.
The other polar bear writes, Sych, I listened to an old episode and learned that you hate the hiccups. Me too. If you drink a full cup of vinegar, I know it sounds crazy, they'll go away instantly.
Yeah, because you'd be fucking throwing up too much.
Can't
hiccup while you vomit uncontrollably.
Oh my God.
Drink vinegar. Get out of town. Chug down vinegar. Who are you?
What?
We have vinegar?
I don't know.
I'm not
going to try it.
We have olive oil, but that's definitely different.
I'll punch myself in the throat before I do that.
So aggressive.
Ugh. That's so gross.
I mean, listen, I don't use vinegar for anything, really, so I think it's gross as well.
Yeah, no, I don't think I use it.
I don't know what.
People put them on fries sometimes.
Vinegar. I don't know what vinegar is.
Oh, yeah.
I've
salt and vinegar.
I've done like a little bit of vinegar like a couple times on fries. It's not bad, but it's definitely not my go-to.
Do garlic knots have vinegar, or is that butter?
No. Olive oil.
Olive oil. All right.
You would know if it was vinegar. That'd be disgusting.
Why have your garlic knots gone bad?
Oh, that's how I make them.
I used to use balsamic vinegar in tuna fish.
Nice.
Ooh.
Garlic powder, balsamic vinegar, a little bit of salt, pepper.
I'm just saying, ooh, to tuna fish.
I used to like tuna fish. Something happened during my childhood, and I stopped liking it. I gotta try again.
I love it.
When I was a kid, the only fish thing I would eat was fish sticks, and I would have my mom burn them because I liked the burnt flavor.
Burn the fish out.
I don't want to taste the fish.
Yeah.
I
don't want any of the fish.
I do
burn
do
it till it tastes like chicken.
I do that with rice now. Or not, I don't burn the rice, but get a nice brown coating on the bottom of the rice when you cook
it. Oh, okay.
A little crunch.
Bunch of crunch.
You have to make sure you don't burn it, though. It's super
dangerous. That's a real, like, dangerous game.
Yeah. That's how I found out. Because I burned it once way too much. I was like, oh. Whoops.
Yeah, the line between crispy and burnt is like a minute.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of room there. We got another comment this week from Jalen Davis.
Bring it.
I forgot today was Wednesday, and I got to be honest, I'm extremely glad this show is still going.
Oh.
I've been having a pretty tough time. I had to leave work early today because my mom was sent to the ER. My girlfriend borderline cheated on me. I put in my 2 weeks for said job because of constant disrespect. constant disrespect and a racist remark that was made by my manager, and I haven't found anything else yet.
Wow.
This is definitely going to make my day better. I talk a lot of shit about this show, especially to Nikolai, but I'm really glad you guys are still making these. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks, Jalen.
First of all, Jalen, let me apologize for how awfully I just read that. But more importantly, I hope your mom's okay.
Yeah,
I hope she's home and healthy, or on her way to healthy from the ER. I'm sorry to hear about your girlfriend and your job, but maybe you should put your 2 weeks in with your girl as well.
Yeah, dude. Talk more shit to Nikolai if that helps too.
Yeah, I could always take
be your new shit. Relationship. I'm talking to this new guy. Talk shit to him.
Yeah. He's such a little bitch.
So dreamy. Got a new haircut.
Mm.
Oh. Wow.
Alright. We're going in all different directions.
But yeah, Jalen. Hearts and hugs. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, always. Always listening, commenting, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we always see you in the comments, Jalen. We see you. We see you, baby.
I don't, but I don't.
Sites
doesn't.
That's because
he
can't
look
read.
Too much.
So. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. There were pictures, though.
Yeah, there is a picture, so.
That's why he likes Instagram.
Right? All the colors.
All another the guy colors. Writes, our last comment this week is going to be from another guy.
Oh, I got,
what's
I got
the
one.
All right, so you guys, you go first.
Hollow says, yo, RLF, y'all are crazy. All right, that's my comment.
What a great comment.
We are crazy.
Y'all are crazy. Ooh, poet. Damn poetry God right damn there. Poet. That's what that is. Another guy writes, what's the crew's favorite horror films?
Mm.
Which style is your preferred? Found footage, slasher, psychological, horror, paranormal. That actually inspired me. I looked it up, and wouldn't you know, there are 12 different types of horror movies.
Jesus. Oh.
What do you think are some of the types?
Slasher.
And then we'll answer another.
All right. We'll slasher, answer. Psychological
I'm gonna,
horror?
Okay, I'm going to give you... Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna check it off as we go.
Okay. Oh.
So I don't have slasher, but I have serial killer. So I'm gonna say that's a yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that falls under that. Now what else do we have?
Paranormal.
Paranormal. I'm gonna say ghosts. That's got to be supernatural.
Yeah.
I think I think ghost and paranormal are gonna fit in the same category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I would think.
Found footage.
Yep. That is. Word for word, number five, found footage.
Like monster one?
Monster, number one.
Ooh, nice. Monster.
Now, the movie I watched, Man's Best Friend, would definitely be considered a monster movie, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, with that psycho dog.
Yeah, exactly. What else?
Damn.
So far, we've got four. And there's 12.
Jesus.
Did we say psychological? Like, is that a thing? Is that a thing? Or no, if it's not close
it's
enough
not,
to one.
It's not on the list. Yeah, it's not. I think that would fall under like the serial killer.
Yeah.
I'll give you one that I don't think you're going to get. Schlock. That's
yeah.
number six.
That was my next
These
guess.
These are... They're, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. I'm a big schlock guy.
What else do you think might be on the list? What I'll give you some hints. Think George A. Romero.
Oh, zombie.
It cut out. Did you say zombie?
Zombie.
Yep. Perfect. That's another one.
I would have thought zombie fell into like the
monster.
Type.
Monster.
Yeah.
I guess that there's enough zombie films that it's its own subcategory.
Yeah, I guess it may. All right. If it makes sense.
All right, so if zombie has its own subcategory, what else do you think might have its own subcategory?
Vampire?
Yep, number four.
Werewolf.
No, unfortunately, that's where the... There is only one more subcategory, and it's not... It's out of this world.
Alien.
Oh.
There you go, number 12.
Ooh. Who knew E.T.
okay.
was a horror movie?
A doll movie.
Doll movie, inanimate object,
nice.
Number three.
Oh, doll
you guys
movie.
Have... We had three left. What do we try and make people do on this podcast?
Dance.
Laugh. Dance. A laugh comedy?
Number 11, comedy. Got it. We got two left.
Yeah, horror comedy, like Club Dread, yeah. I guess technically.
I'm gonna give you number two because I don't think you're gonna get it. And I also I wouldn't use this as the description, but it's deformed human, and they give the examples of Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th.
I feel like that would be monster.
That would be monster killer. or schlock, in my opinion.
What was schlock again?
Schlock is described as, these are often gore fests, which are light on character and plot and heavy on fake blood and guts.
Like that gym movie where the gym kills everyone.
Yeah, no, see, I don't think these would fall under, because these are more character based.
Mm. All right,
the last one, what do witches do?
Dance.
No,
spell?
It's not dance.
A spell movie?
Eat close. Children.
Close.
Cauldron.
Curse.
Ooh.
They do curse a lot.
I feel like curse movie. Yeah. Bitches. Yeah. Okay. Damn.
For curse movie, they use the curse, the grudge. These are often classified as supernatural films, but supernatural is also one of the subcategories. Yeah. this list is
categories within categories.
Yeah, out of 12, there's like 7 or 8. Could all the fucking subcategories fit into other categories?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of horror movies that I've seen.
So we'll go through it this way. Like, what's your favorite monster movie? Mine is Jaws. Now, some other examples are Godzilla or Cujo. Or even Frankenstein.
Man,
everything I'm thinking of for like a monster movie isn't like a horror. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't. Man, this is tough.
I don't know for a monster.
I should have been thinking.
I guess they are horror ones, but I haven't seen. What was the one? Jim from The Office. And They Gotta Be Quiet. I never saw
it. Oh, The Quiet Place. No, that count. That would count.
Yeah. I didn't see Quiet
Place. I mean, you haven't seen it, so you literally just disqualified yourself from saying it.
Well, if we're doing Monster, I guess it, although
I don't know if it would count
as a monster. No?
I feel like it counts as a monster movie.
Yeah, all right, then I'm going to go with...
Because it was spooky watched it. I watched it at Nicolai's and it was spooky. I said, covering my eyes.
The first one, not chapter two. One. Chapter two is bad. The trailer for chapter two is better than the movie.
Well, yeah, but I gotta watch it again.
Yeah. So for deformed human, I'm just gonna skip that one.
I guess that would be like Chainsaw, if anything.
Like the Thing.
Ooh, the Thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The Thing. Okay, yeah. I guess that would... Even The Thing would be more of a monster movie, in my opinion. Was that your answer for monster?
Oh, yeah. I'll go with that for a monster.
Yeah. All right, we're going to skip Deformed Human.
Or Tremors.
All right. Instead of skipping it totally, I'll ask you, which franchise are you a bigger fan of? Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th?
Oh, I'm going to go... Oh, shit, man.
Personally, I'm a bigger fan of Friday the 13th. I like Jason better than Freddy.
I just like Freddy because he's funny.
Friday... what's the one... which is the one that has the wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies? Whichever that one is.
Halloween?
That is Halloween. Yeah. And that wasn't one of the two options, but if it was, that's the one I was going to pick.
I always get them confused. It's always a dude chasing some lady, kids.
Honestly, yeah, that's pretty much. But
I'm just surprised you didn't say, what's Leatherface or something?
I had to go through my maze of weird facts I know.
So, Seich, Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th?
Yeah, this is
Or Halloween, apparently.
This is so tough. Cause I like Freddy because he's just funny. He's a funny guy.
All right.
But I think the Friday the 13th movies are better.
I love most of them. The first Friday the 13th so much more than I like the first Nightmare on Elm Street, even though Johnny Depp's there.
Just hanging out. And so much blood. Is so, the, too much.
Is the first Freddy, like, less goofy? Don't think it gets goofier? Okay.
Yeah, he gets goofier.
Yeah, I think by, like, the third one. I think that's the one with the little boy and the dinosaur or something. That one genuinely scared me when I was a kid. Because I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen, like, either of those, like, in their full...
Like, have you seen even one of those from either franchise?
I don't think so. Like, I've always seen... Okay. I always see... You know what one I always see is fucking Freddy in space?
Jason?
Oh, the...
Jason in space.
X. Jason X.
Yeah. Jason X. That's the one I always see.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It was not good.
I remember...
All right, so we'll move...
I rented... I remember renting Jason Goes to Hell from Blockbuster.
Oh man!
Just like, why did I do this?
Was that in between Vampire, Leprechaun, Back to the Hood rentals?
Oh yeah, yeah. I probably got that also.
Why you got that every time?
Inanimate object movie. So this one will be something like the only thing I can really think of is like Abigail.
Annabelle?
Or Annabelle.
Oh,
Abigail.
Oh, what was
Abigail.
Abigail.
What was the, I don't know if it would be, no, that would be...
The Boy?
No, I was thinking...
No, yeah, that's supposed to be pretty good.
That was alright.
I was, the one I was thinking of was more paranormal, so never mind.
Okay, well, I mean, you could give an answer.
What was it? We watched it at your house also, Nikolai.
Oh, Christine.
Yeah.
The one where, shit. It's like, takes place in England. It's the detective...
That's
the couple, the detective.
Oh, yes, the Conjuring 2.
Yeah, the Conjuring 2.
Yeah, yep.
Not that an inanimate object not at count. All. No.
Yeah, no, yeah.
There, Annabelle is in the movie.
Yeah, as a quick cameo.
Yeah.
Annabelle probably...
I'm going to go with Deathbed then. Inanimate object. Does that count?
Sure.
It counts. You're just reading titles.
Never seen it.
You gotta stop admitting you haven't seen the movies.
Oh, damn it.
Because, I mean, Christine wasn't bad. But it was...
I've never seen Christine.
It was, I mean...
Is that the one about a car?
Yeah, it was as good as a movie about a killer car could be.
Yeah.
But Adam...
So basically it's... Basically, it's the first Transformers with Shia LaBeouf, but, like, it goes wrong.
Yeah. Oh,
I would love to see Shia LaBeouf get murdered by a car.
Morphing into a robot also.
Wow.
I mean, now he's cool, but, like, him as a character.
He was
a
real
character.
Douchey for a while.
Yeah.
All right. I know you've seen at least one of these. Favorite vampire flick?
Oh.
This.
Mine is, it's not a horror movie. My favorite vampire movie is still probably Interview with a Vampire.
That's a great movie. I'm going to go with Blade. I don't know if that...
Oh, great answer.
I don't know if that
that's a vampire movie.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts
as a
horror.
Fuck yeah, that counts.
I don't know if that counts as a horror movie.
I said Interview with a Vampire. It's about Tom Cruise trying to make out with Brad Pitt for half the flick.
That's true. He's just eating rats. Arr.
Oh, well, what's All right, I got two. What's the guy's, the actor from Jurassic Park with the
Sam Neill?
Sam Neill.
Oh, with
Sam
the
Neill?
Hat? Yeah.
All right, so I got two. I've got Van Helsing and Daybreakers.
Daybreakers? Like that movie
I like
so
Daybreakers.
Much.
What? I watched it once, but it was like real shitty quality online.
It's pretty
and
good.
I liked it, but I got to see it again.
I'm a fan of Ethan Hawke. And I really liked what they did with... I thought it was cool what they did with vampires. That they, like... I don't know.
It's like a society.
I feel like
them,
a lot
of
times... Yeah. Exactly. A lot of times, vampires, like... They're, like, underworld vampires. And they all live in a brood or, like, a
in
little...
In the sewers or...
Exactly. And, like, it's always dark. And it's always... And that movie was very dark as well. Because it's vampires, no sunlight. Got it. But, like, I don't know. I liked that take on vampires. I thought it was a very good movie.
Saw that,
and I enjoy Underworld too.
Yeah, Underworld's good.
Yeah, so oh, it's great.
Saw Daybreakers with D and Jackson.
Oh
yeah,
no one knows who they are.
I saw Next up would be a found footage film.
Those are so scary.
I feel like everyone's supposed to say Paranormal Activity because
I'm going Cloverfield. Come on.
I got dizzy from that.
I liked Cloverfield a lot, but my favorite found footage movie is still Chronicle.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
I did like that one.
Was that a horror
movie? Dean DeHaan.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
He gets bullied the whole time and then kills all his friends.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a horror movie.
I could see that.
I mean,
I do like that movie.
Naming tradition.
I've avoided seeing clips because it's all scary, but VHS, that one. That one sounds spooky. Yeah.
We tried watching that once here, and we had to turn it off because one of the party members was not enjoying it.
Was it me or was someone else?
No, it was someone else.
Like,
someone else,
not enjoying it as in scary or like, I don't like this?
Took offense to some of the footage that was on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, but I've heard the same thing, that VHS is very good. Schlock. I don't think that this movie counts technically, but I'm going to say Human Centipede for Schlock.
I could see that as a Schlock movie.
Because it does not have a ton of gore, but it is gross.
Yeah.
Maybe, I might go maybe the new Evil Dead.
Ooh, okay.
I
feel like it's almost disrespectful to say Evil Dead. But now, Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2?
Well, I'm saying the Evil Dead remake. Because I feel like there's more gore and like shit in that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like when he gets his hand split open by the wrench or like...
Yeah.
I feel like at one point there's like a river of blood that falls out of somewhere.
Yeah. Also, I want to real quick change my answer from an earlier one because I just saw a picture that Al pulled up for the monster one. I'm going to change that to the leprechaun. I don't know what I was thinking.
That's a great point. I mean, technically you could use that for... Nah, that wouldn't work. Because the next category is supernatural.
For Schlock... I thought I saw one I liked, but... All right, in this list it says They Live counts, but I don't know if that does.
Yeah.
All right, They Live.
I think like B movies count for Schlock, so
okay.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily just have to be overly gory. It's our fucking list.
It's true.
Supernatural. What do you guys have for that?
Supernatural, ghosts and more.
For me, I would say The Conjuring. The first Conjuring I thought was fucking excellent.
Yeah, like that's really fucking good.
Ghostbusters.
I mean, they have the other examples they give are The Exorcist or The Poltergeist. Not the, just Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, like, I mean, those are good, but Conjuring was fucking next level. That was one of the best movies I've seen in theaters more recently.
Yeah.
That
was like one of the best haunted house movies too.
Yeah.
Like The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix is probably the best haunted house flick. And it's not a flick, it's a series. You know, and they get to develop their story a lot more. But, yeah, The Conjuring, I thought, was just excellent.
Poltergeist is one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to stop doing that, though, because I haven't seen it.
Oh, they got 13 ghosts on there. Oh, Evil Dead, the original. Damn.
Oh, 13 ghosts would certainly count. What about Bagul? Bagul. How was that? What was the name of that
Sinister.
Movie? Slither?
Oh,
Sinister.
Yes.
Sinister.
You got a Bagul
that
problem.
Good.
But you stupid movie. God.
All right, number 8, curse films, which is very similar. Fuck it, we're skipping curse.
Yeah.
Serial killer.
Oh, serial killers. Ooh.
Serial killer, like slasher. I'm going Scream.
I feel like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go with Silence of the Lambs, but that's like super
ooh,
easy.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'll do Halloween then. That one actually fits.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That one fits. Zombie. This is going to be a tough one. Actually, you know what? We're going to save zombie for last. Good. Okay. I feel like that's going to be the toughest. It's,
yeah,
we're going to go with comedy.
Comedy horror?
Favorite. Yeah. So, like, what the examples they give is creep show.
It's like Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. Yeah. That's Shaun of the Dead, like, is not even. There's
Zombieland.
Zombieland is probably number two.
Fuck. Okay.
For me. But it would be Shaun of the Dead, like, way fuck at the top of the mountain, and then Zombieland, like, halfway down the mountain. Shaun of the Dead is so good.
Yeah, I can watch really that movie any day.
And I have so much affection for that movie. Like, I saw it at the perfect age, and, like, oh, man, that movie just is awesome.
Don't even
I probably
say
watch it.
No, I'm sorry. Al scrolled over a movie, and then he was about to say it, and I'm like, don't even say it. Now he has
There's
to.
Two of them.
Now he has to say it.
Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Oh, God.
Oh, Krampus. I didn't see Krampus. Was that one funny, horror, scary?
I didn't see
That's
it.
With Adam Scott. Adam Scott's in that.
Oh, I did see that. It was bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I heard it was bad.
Actually, we have to go back, and I think it'll be probably a universal agreement. For curse movie, I'm gonna say Hocus Pocus.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I was
all right.
Terrified.
Hey man, there's a curse in that movie and we all like it.
Hey, they all started singing. Yeah. She put a spell on us. Now we're
How
hers.
About alien movies? Do you have a favorite alien movie?
I mean it might be Aliens. Like the second one.
Yeah, I have not seen it.
Really? Oh, we should watch it.
Yeah. First one's good. Second one's better.
Ooh, my answer for this one is The Fourth Kind with Mila Jovovich.
Oh, that's fucking good too, yeah.
That's a spooky one.
I thought that movie was real the first time I saw it. It fucked me up.
I think Matt also got afraid from that.
I watched this other one like a while ago on Netflix. Was it like Apollo 18 or something?
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yeah,
never saw it though.
It was pretty good. I'm not gonna go into detail about it, but it was pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Did you say an alien one? No, you said aliens, right?
Can't take my answer. Pick a different
it's
one.
Not. It's not a horror movie. Live, Die, Repeat. But that's not a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think that would count.
Predator.
Okay.
Maybe.
Predator's a horror movie. I feel like that could count as an alien movie or a monster movie, for sure.
I ain't got time to bleed.
All right. And our last category, probably the most difficult, zombie movie. What is your favorite zombie movie? I have my answer.
This is so hard. You have. What's yours since you already have it?
See, I was really debating between two. The first one I was considering what became the runner-up for me was Night of the Living Dead, the original.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I've watched it a couple of times. I feel like people don't talk about that movie, and it's crazy. It's the first of its kind. It's the first real zombie movie. It's got the hero is a black man, and the movie's from 1968. You know, it's 3 years removed from the Civil Rights Movement, so that's fucking huge. And, like, I don't know. It was genuinely, it's like, it laid the groundwork for haunted house films. It's like, it's not a traditional haunted house film, but I don't know. There's so many elements about that movie I love.
Yeah, like, it's so good.
But it is dated, and it is slow moving, and it's also black and white. So all of those things do work against it. So my favorite zombie movie is probably, without a doubt, Dawn of the Dead, the remake. With Vin Rames,
yeah,
that movie
see, that's good.
Kicks ass. I love that movie. There's a few genuine jump scares. It's funny. It's like super gory, and the whole time it's moving. That movie moves so much.
Oh God! See, those are two And then, like, there's 28 days later, which is great.
Oh, yep.
I like the...
I mean, that was like, my first Cillian Murphy... Is that his name? The lead character?
Yeah, guy, Killian?
Guy from... Yeah, Killian, the guy from Peaky Blinders. That was the first time I remember him in a film.
Then it's like the original Dawn of the Dead. That
I'm gonna say the original Dawn of the Dead. That's the mall one, right?
Yeah.
I'll say that one.
All the zombies are blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Smurfs. Yeah.
That was... Oh, God. I'm gonna go...
You like the original Dawn of the Dead more than Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because they're, I don't know, I like the mall and the motorcycle people come in.
Yeah, I might go with Night of the Living Dead.
Sitch is going
what
with
about
Night.
Like hillbilly zombies?
Ooh.
Oh, what was or redneck boy, zombies?
Or Boy Scouts versus zombies. Remember that shit?
There's a lot of shit movies. Like, horror movies.
I never saw... I'm looking at a list. Train to Busan. Did you ever see that?
No.
No, I have no idea what that
apparently,
is.
Apparently,
read it. Is it a...
It's a foreign film.
Yeah.
It's on a train. Actually, well, I mean, it's in the name.
Yeah.
Al, you should be a movie reviewer.
Yeah, it's on a train, and zombies are scary, that's about it.
There's no Richard Dean Anderson, so I really didn't enjoy it too much.
Yeah, no Stargate, so whatever.
I probably forgot about so many movies.
Oh, of course
I can't be put on the spot like that.
Yeah.
Too late. Happened.
I almost threw up. I'm so nervous.
Speaking of being put on the spot... It's time for Big City Living! Living it up in the big motherfucking city! Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, how is Big City living?
Kind of annoying.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, I mean, fireworks nonstop.
That's true. There are
fire. What the fuck is going on? What's going on with the fireworks, man?
I have no idea, but every night people are blasting fireworks. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Samesies.
Even
it's
there?
Happening by me.
Really?
Moonbase Alpha 2, it's going on out here every fucking night.
What the fuck is going
last
on?
Night it sounded like it was on my block.
Last night it was definitely like two houses down.
Well, we have the supermarket next to us. I think after they close, like, people just go to the parking lot and just blast them off there.
Yeah, it's okay. So cool. Having to, you know, wake up at 4 a.m.
Ugh. And you can't, I mean, I can't even see them either.
Yeah, like, it's not even cool.
You just hear them.
Yeah. It's just, last night sounded like a whole bunch of firecrackers and bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets.
What are you doing?
God damn it. I swear to God, like, they had a pack of 100 and just lit them all off at once. It was like a solid 20 minutes just phew, phew.
Yeah, we haven't heard. I mean, I don't have my window open, but kind of
yeah,
surprised.
I feel like we still would have heard them.
Yeah, we definitely would.
After like age 13 or maybe 15, who gives a fuck about a bottle rocket, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, honestly,
that is barely a step above a sparkler, in my opinion.
If I can't, yeah. Well, hold up. Let's not badmouth sparklers. At least sparklers, you have something that you can see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do like sparklers.
I guess.
See?
You just do the circle in the air with the smoke, and then you realize, I got to hold this for 5 more minutes? All right.
They do not.
Smells
go.
Good.
I do like that smell.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
And then when the smoke,
like that smell.
And then when it runs out and you get the smoke, then you can like write shit in the air with the smoke.
Yeah, and then before it gets cold, you put it in your mouth, cool it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what?
I do miss tasting things, but boy do I love putting out sparklers that way.
Don't do that at home, everyone.
So another little a little tidbit for Big City Living here.
Uh-huh.
The other night, And it was like Friday. Friday went to Wingstop.
Okay.
Get some food. I got too much. So I had some that I was saving. I got the 10 wings and then I got like 5 separate wings. So it was 2 like containers. Mm-hmm. So I put like whatever fries I had left and whatever wings were left in one, and then all like the garbage in the other one. Put the shit in the fridge the next day, or like whenever the fuck, the next day I went to go heat it up, take it out, open it up. Oh, these are just bones in here. What is this? I threw out the food and I put all the trash in the refrigerator.
Oh, how mad at yourself were you?
I just started laughing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Did I really do this? And then,
oh, that's so funny.
And then speaking of tasty things, I was at work yesterday and I went into the break room and I saw something on the TV and I had to put a little note in my phone to bring it up to everybody. I saw that on the news there's a petition in Columbus, Ohio to have it renamed for one of its more famous people that are from there.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to have it renamed Flavortown.
No way.
There was a petition going around. This is on the news, like the TV news, that they were having a petition to get it renamed to Flavortown.
Flavortown.
Because of
Guy
fucking Fieri.
Guy Fieri's got to have a statue there then.
I'm like,
no, they'll take that down.
I saw it. I started laughing. I'm like, I have to tell people about this.
Oh my god!
So who knows? Who knows? We could be living in a world where Flavortown is a real place.
Man, I'd go to Flavortown.
I would never.
Guy
Fieri?
He's tasty.
Would he just be the mayor?
He would have to be. Who else?
Right?
Would want
to. Or they'd have to have like
you're the mayor?
Tips.
Oh, you're the mayor? Yeah, well, where are you the mayor? Ohio.
All of it?
No, just
Central Ohio.
Yeah, just part
like what's the town's name?
Don't worry about it.
Town.
Oh god, I'm the mayor of Flavortown.
Oh my god, Guy Fieri.
God damn it. No, I'm not fucking Guy Fieri. Damn it.
Everyone says that.
What was Emerald's thing? Bam,
bam, bam.
He's like, no, it's Guy Fieri, Flavortown. Like, oh, damn it. Why did I correct you?
It's different. Get it right.
Oh, but yeah, I was like, that's great.
I'll go get some barbecue chimichangas, Flavortown.
I feel like you wouldn't want that.
Oh.
See, something up.
Sorry, we're going to say Nikolai. I got an alert.
Yes, I got an alert as well. Go ahead.
Shit. Sorry, guys. I passed out after I took a shower at 5. We have a notification. Matt is alive.
And well.
Yeah,
and well.
After the penguin testicles that he ate.
Oh yeah. I guess they passed through his system. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. what I was going to say is that one of the bylaws in Flavortown is that you have to have a sidearm.
Oh god.
Well, I have two. Yeah. Where else would my arms be? On the front? You're crazy. You're nuts.
Dad joke of the year right there.
Oh, no, we're talking about guns.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that might prohibit us from actually going to visit Flavortown.
You know what? It's for the best, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why is that, Al?
Well, I'm not going there, because if I need a gun, I don't want to be there.
Also, fuck Guy Fieri.
He's
what did he ever do to you?
I don't know.